All right, welcome to the Lessons of the Lashpreneur Live Show, episode 11. This is Q&A day here on Lessons of Lashpreneur Live Show. And today's question comes from @lashed_babe. She asks, how do you attract high paying daytime clients in order to work, in order to not work evenings and weekends? And this got a great response when I posted that this was my topic for today's Q&A on Instagram. A lot of people curious about how you go about doing this, and I am going to tell you exactly how you can attract high-paced paying clients during the day so that you don't have to work nights and weekends. But first, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tara Walsh. I'm a licensed esthetician, master lash artist, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and marketing strategist for lash artists just like you. This is the Lessons of a Lashpreneur, where I give you bite-sized tips for you to start, build, and grow a thriving lash business. If something I say today connects with you, please like, comment, share, or subscribe. And if you feel like there's a lash artist or two who might need to hear this message, feel free to share it with them or tag them in the comments below. All right, so let's actually dive a little bit deeper into her question, because it's not just how do I attract a high-paying daytime clientele so I don't have to work nights and weekends. I actually see three different questions in here. The first one being, how do you attract a high-priced paying clientele? The next question I see is, how do you attract daytime clients? And then also, how do I not work nights and weekends, right? Those are three different questions, because you could have clients that only come during the day, but they don't want to pay the full price. You could have weekend clients who don't come in the evenings, but they come during the day on the weekends. Or you can have low price paying clients who only come during the day and not nights and weekends. So she wants a very specific type of client. She wants a high end daytime during the week type of client. So if I'm uncovering kind of the deeper meaning of what her question is really asking that a lot of lash artists can relate to, it's how do I draw in my ideal type of client and create boundaries to have a schedule that works with my life and gives me the freedom that I want in running my business, right? Because most of us got into running a lash business for the freedom that it can offer you. This starts with knowing who you want to attract into your business. And when I use the word attract, it means who do you want to market to bring in your ideal type of client? Who is that ideal type of client? That's step one of marketing. Who are you talking to? In my signature marketing program, I spend the whole entire first module talking about who is your most favorite client. Let's talk about them and let's expand our marketing based on that one type of person so that you are very intentional about your marketing. And it's knowing who you're talking to is the foundation of building your business from there. So obviously, if you don't want to be exclusively working on nights and weekends, then don't market your services to those who have 9-to-5 jobs, for those who are professionals or employees, because 99% of them are working 9-to-5 and don't have availability to come in during their lunch break or during the day. So if you've built up an entire clientele of those who work 9-to-5, guess what? You have a clientele that doesn't work with the purpose of your business, which you wanted freedom and flexibility with your schedule, which if you have a family especially means that you want to be home on nights and weekends, right? So being intentional about who you are marketing to is huge. So I want you to leave me a comment. Who do you think are the types of clients that you can try to draw in that don't work 9-to-5? So leave a comment. I will just share with you a few tips and ideas I have of clients, those types of clients in a minute. But let's move on to the second question. How do you not work nights and weekends? You don't work nights and weekends. I know. Mind blowing. If you don't want to work nights and weekends, don't offer night and weekend availability. It's as simple as that. A lot of our lash artists come with the scarcity mindset when they start out in their business. It comes with a lot of new decisions and a lot of freedom with these decisions and freedom with your availability that you open up your schedule 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. If anybody finds you, any client finds you, they can have whatever time you want because you're desperate for money and you're desperate for clients. But that's not something that you can scale. That's not something you can grow with clients being able to pick and choose any day of the week at any time. Even if you have 5 days a week and you have 10 hours available, clients are just going to get used to the fact, and you have trained them that they can have whatever time that they want that works for their schedule. Rather being intentional about, I don't want to work nights and weekends, so I'm just never going to offer night and weekend appointments, and I'm going to be okay turning away clients if they don't work with my schedule. It's my business. It's what if it doesn't work for my life, it doesn't work for my business. So if you have created an entire clientele of those who only are available on nights and weekends, you kind of shot yourself in the foot, didn't you? So if you don't set the expectation from the start of my business hours are my business hours, and if you want to book after those business hours or outside of those hours, you're either going to pay me with like an after hours fee, right? To make it less attractive for the client or to compensate you. If you're an employee, you get overtime, right? So it's kind of the same concept that if you work beyond your normal work hours, that you're going to be compensated more for it. Or you simply say, it's not available. End of story. You don't say, well, I might be able to squeeze you in here. No, I'm sorry. I'm not available past 5 p.m. Is there another day we can look at? So back to what types of clients would fit the bill for someone who doesn't work nights and weekends. Anyone who is shift work. So those who work at a hospital, like hospital doctors and nurses, generally not the staff, like the administrative staff, they usually work 9 to 5, but those who work the 12-hour shifts at a hospital, I had many nurse clients come in right after their shift was over. So they were my first appointment of the day. They'd take a little nap. They'd be done with their lashes. They'd go out, run their errands, and then they go home for their full night's sleep, or full day's sleep, I guess, in their case. So firefighters fall into that same category, EMTs, police officers, those who work really long shifts. And so they have variable days that they're open that usually are during the week as well as flight attendants, because again, they're on for, you know, a couple days at a time, and then they have a few days off or even a week off. So they tend to be more available during the day. Or it could be those who have flexible hours or who also work nights and weekends because that's when their clientele or their money-making opportunities happen. So waitresses and bartenders, they make their money on the nights and weekends, right? And so they're available during the day. Real estate agents, same thing. They have to show houses, you know, nights and weekends because most people work 9 to 5. And so they have to be available for those after hours. By the way, both of those are really great people to also cross-refer because they're probably in front of your target client as well, unless the client works 9 to 5 and you're trying to switch to daytime hours. Business owners have a lot more flexibility, right? We as business owners, we can kind of block out schedule or time in our day to go have a personal service if we need to. Stay-at-home moms or retired women, great. If they usually have their kids are at school, they'll have time, or they don't have kids at all and they can just come and go as they please. And then your fellow beauty practitioners, your beauty service providers, hairstylists, estheticians, nail techs, massage therapists, they all work nights and weekends a lot as well. And unless they're watching here, they have a lot of time during the day to come get lashes done. So those are some just ideas that you can market to and some types of clients that would be available during the day, during the week, so that you can start to eliminate or pull back on your nights and weekends. So the bottom line to your question, lashed_babes, is don't wait for someone to give you permission to say that it's okay that you don't work nights and weekends, because it's not coming. That permission comes from you. You have to say, okay, I'm not working nights and weekends anymore, and we're done. And whatever happens with your clientele happens with your clientele. Now, if you build up, I know what a lot of you are thinking, but if I change my hours, I'll lose clients. Yeah, you probably will. But those are clients that don't work for your business anyways, right? So instead of completely changing your hours all at once and destroying all of the clients that you've just built, which is one option, you could start to gradually pull back. So a year from now, you're not working nights and weekends, but you're taking strategic incremental steps to start pulling back on those hours. So if you're working, say, 4 nights a week and Saturdays, maybe you pull back to working 2 nights a week and every other Saturday and start there. Let that go for a couple months, let some clients drop off and be okay with clients being unhappy that your schedule changed and it doesn't work for them anymore. Because guess what? It didn't work for you to begin with. Be okay that they're going to go somewhere else and find someone who has better availability for them, whether they were your favorite client or not. You have to think about the long term of your business and if you want to be working nights and weekends forever. If not, then you need to start to market yourself to other types of clients that can come in during the day. Being intentional about your marketing and who you're drawing in to your business is going to be huge for you to have the schedule that you want. But that first starts with you. And the last thing I'll touch on was her question about how to draw in high price paying clients. You want to know how you draw in high price paying clients? If you want the Louis Vuitton type customers, don't be the Walmart of lashes. I know, lots of mind-blowing stuff here, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a question and you want your question to be featured on a future Q&A, head on over to thelashpreneur.com/coffee chat and answer the one question I have waiting for you on that page. And maybe your question will be featured in our next Q&A day. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a good one.